जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम हरे हरे। साधु संघ इज वेरी वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट। कृष्णा भक्ति जन्म मूल अय साधु संघ। कृष्णा भक्ति जन्म मूल अय साधु संघ। कृष्णा प्रेम जन्मे तेहो पुनः मुख्य अंग। कृष्णा प्रेम जन्मे सो कृष्णा प्रेम कैन बी अटेन थ्रू साधु संघ। दैट्स व्हाई कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी से कृष्णा भक्ति जन्म मूल अय साधु संघ। दैट devotion to Krishna takes birth from the association of devotees. This is the main reason why Srila Prabhupada established temples only for sadhusanga. He said that temples are like spiritual clubs where in the club dancing, drinking, feasting, and singing takes place. Dancing, chanting, feasting, drinking. That's a club. Rotary Club, Lions Club, and so many clubs. So they have a building where everybody assemble, meets together, and does these four activities, by which they can enhance and increase their love for money and honey. Simple. In the clubs, the business people, they go and they try to see how I can increase my money and honey. So-called love for money and honey. So yeah. Same is the idea for temples, that devotees would come together and they'd sing, dance and feast and drink the divine holy name. Krishna naam sudha kari apan judao bhakti vinod pran. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Krishna naam sudha amrit. Sudha means amrit. Nectar, drinking. Pan means drinking. Krishna naam sudha kari apan judao bhakti vinod pran. We just had beautiful kirtan. I was hearing downstairs for more than half an hour and it was very intoxicating. So idea is to increase love, not for honey and money but for Krishna. So the temple serves the purpose for association of devotees. So association of devotees are very important. I gave seminar series, Katha series, 3 hours a day for 4 days in Denver, Colorado, on this subject of association of devotees. So, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna Bhakti Janma Mool Haya Sadhu San. If you want to reawaken your pure love for Krishna, Krishna Bhakti, Bhakti means prema, then you have to have strong association of devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi. Why? Fraction of a moment, if you associate with the sadhu, you can attain the topmost goal of your life. When you come to the temple, when you hear lectures from anybody, you must write down and make a big book, and then you should read that over and over. That is the most important thing. We have to do this because this is an institution. Prabhupada's temples are the educational institution where spiritual knowledge is imparted. Very important. This is the difference between other temple, mosque and churches and Srila Prabhupada's temple. In Prabhupada's temples, education is imparted It is very, very important aspect. So let's go back to the sadhu sangha again. So sadhu sangha, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. Sarva siddhi means everything. Everything will be attained without a doubt by association of devotees. Chaitanya Charitamrita 2:22-51, Mahat Kripa Vine Kon Karme Bhakti Nai Krishna Bhakti Dure Rahu Sansar Nahekshai. That sadhu sangha, without the association of devotees, you cannot attain bhakti. Let's not talk about bhakti. What to talk about? Seizing our sansar, birth, death, old age and disease. You cannot be free from birth, death, old age and disease cycle. You cannot get liberation unless you have mercy of devotees through the association. He says, 20-49 Madhya Lila, Sadhu Sanghe Krishna Bhakti Sraddhayadi Hai Bhakti Phal Prem Hai Sansar Jaya Kshai. That means, if with firm faith we associate with devotees of Krishna, the love of Krishna will immediately awaken and our sansar, birth, death, old age and disease will be ceased. In Bhagavatam 4:24-57, it is stated, Kshana ardena api tulye na swargyam na punarbhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya martyana kim uta asisha. Meaning, even kshana, fraction of a moment, if you associate with devotees, bhagavat sangi sangasya, so that association is more valuable than going to swargaloka, where you can have sense gratification. The association is even more valuable than seizing our birth, death, old age and disease, the distresses. And what to talk about any another boon you may get, such as greeting the guest, or education, or babies, or so many other worldly businesses we think of. It is very insignificant. And that's why Dhruva Maharaj is, when he was asked by Lord to ask the boon, he asked the boon not to have a kingdom greater than his father, but he asked, what boon he asked? He says, Bhakti muhu pravahatam pai me prasango. Prasango, association. So, bhakti muhu pravahatam tvai me prasango. Those devotees who are executing your devotional service, please give me the association of these kind of devotees, then liberation or any other boon. So, I can go on and on. It is very, very important that we seek. Sunday feast is like one opportunity out of so many hours, 24 hours multiplied by 7, is almost 200 hours. And if we miss Sunday feast or not, I'm trying to trace point of coming to this temple every day, those who are living 10 miles radius, Prabhupada says, that you should serve the temple. People ask sometimes that I have beautiful deity at home, and everything is beautiful at home. I'm cooking, cleaning this, that, whatever. The difference is, here you get the association of other devotees. Very important. I just came from New Brajadham, beautiful, unique community. I'm totally inspired how devotees, they sing, dance, clean, cook. Every single detail of every single one service that they perform with full enthusiasm. And that helps them to march towards Krishna very quickly without wasting one's life's valuable time. The death is around the corner. What is 100 years in eternity? And you can only attain this pure, unalloyed devotional service in this life, human form of life. So Narad Bhakti Sutra, Narad Muni says that bhakti should be performed with our whole body, all organs of the body, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. And beyond that we must put our mind and enthusiasm in it. So it is stated that one must apply his heart and mind into service to Lord. Then it is described that not only that, one must put mind and heart into devotional service, but one must feel immense loss if he misses this chance. And that's why Prabhupada says, just give this one life. So we have to become serious and sincere, very serious. It is very, very important. We will miss this chance of serving Krishna in this life. That means we put it off for time immemorial, eternity. We must feel very distressful and very unhappy, as if all our relatives died and we feel that sorrow. All we lost trillions of dollars and we feel sorrow. This will be more distressful than that, by losing one moment of devotional service. So such is the importance of association of devotees. Once a week, coming to temple, it should be fixed. But beyond that, we must interact with the devotees throughout weeks, calling, coming, taking prasad together, calling home, or there is no other business than associating with devotees. So we should take up the process that Prabhupada has designed, the temple and full times and grahastha community, but they all come together and associate. An association should be based on chanting, kirtan, katha, feasting, cooking, cleaning, worshipping deity. It should not be just one person, Rishikunda, or two person. We also take one day a week, evening is mine. One day morning is mine. Like that we can build up nice community or nice community center around the temple. We should put everything aside when it comes to association of devotees and having little chance to serve Krishna. Nothing going to matter at the last breath. It will be counted how much we perform devotional service. Salpamapi dharmasya trayato mahato bhayat. And even fraction of a moment's association of the devotees can save us from a greatest danger. So there has to be quality association, not just quantity also, but not just quantity. Quality and quantity both, association. There are three kinds of devotees, Kanishta, Madhyam and Uttam, Adhikari Bhakta, first class, second, third class, devotees of the Lord. And we must learn the art of associating with all these three classes. Rupa Goswami has described that into fifth sloka of Nectar of Instruction. Sakale sanman karite sakati dehonath jatha jatha tabito gaivo harinama sukhe aparadha abhihata please, my dear Vaishnava Gurudev, please give me the Shakti potency of how I can give due respect to the devotees and serve them. So this is an art one must learn for associating with devotees. And if you don't learn this art, then we may offend Vaishnava or commit Vaishnava Aparadha. Vaishnava Aparadha are 6 in number. Hanti, Nindati, Vaidvesti, Vaishnavana Abhinandati, Krandati, Upajayate Naharsam, Darsane, Patanani Sat. Meaning, Hanti, to beat up Vaishnava, is Vaishnava Aparadha. Nindati, to criticize or to become envious of Vaishnava, is Vaishnava Aparadha. Vaidvesti, to become envious of a devotee, is Vaishnava Aparadha. Vaishnavana Abhinandati, meaning one who does not greet the Vaishnava. We should say, Hare Krishna Prabhu, Jai Radhe. We should greet the devotees. But instead, if devotee comes and you look or you take side road or, you know, go little corner or not greeting him properly, is also Vaishnava Aparadha. Krandati, to exercise some anger over the devotees. One should never become angry on devotees. We should try to do zero level anger on devotees. Krandati upajayate na harsam darsane. By having audience or by seeing a devotee, we should not become jubilant. Then that is a Vaishnava Aparadha. We must be very, Prabhuji, my day is done. I have your darshan. Very nice. Thank you very much. We should express our joy upon seeing a devotee. Upadayate na harsam darsane patanani sat. If one commits one of these 6 offenses, then his fall down is certain. And my experience in 38-9-some years in ISKCON is any Vaishnava devotee, any devotee falls down or dwindle away from devotional service, there is only one and only one cause, that is offending a devotee. Hari sthane aparade tare hari naam, tumasthane aparade nahi paritran. If you offend Krishna by chanting purely his holy name, you can get rid of that offense to Krishna. But if you offend Vaishnava, tumasthane aparade nahi paritran. There is no deliverance from Vaishnava aparade. So we devotees here in Lendava, we should be having so much love amongst one another, so much cooperation, so much trust with one another, that is topmost. So we should constantly strive for this one goal, that is love, trust and cooperation amongst all of us. And love means samarpan, surrendering. So service and surrender, by these two things we can express our love to Krishna and devotees. If you serve the dog by bathing him, giving him food, by walking him and surrendering to dog, taking him every day out and doop and scoop, the dog will love you, and that is the only way. Service to dog and surrendering to dog. So then dog will love you. The dog will definitely love you. Similarly, if we serve the devotees and surrender to devotees, surrender is very, very important. Then automatically there will be pure loving exchanges. And this will totally satisfy us, and this will give us highest topmost pleasure. So what, I lost the whole world, but I love one devotee. Everything is included. And Krishna will love this. He will definitely walk out of altar and embrace that devotee. So, association of the devotees. So, we must serve and surrender to devotees and create a very, very congenial, lovable atmosphere here in this temple. Dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. If we can protect this interest, then this interest will protect us. In other words, if we can develop love, trust, cooperation, serving and surrender attitude in our temple, then the temple will serve us in the sense that it will help us advance in spiritual life. Not only that, but we should take this temple to whole country, far and wide, and that means we should start preaching at our level. And that means every one of you must have Bhakti Vriksha Sangha, whatever you call, Bhakti Vriksha program at your home, and call people around you or whomever, or go out to park and you can do kirtan and interested people will join you, or go out door to door or do something and we can make others also very fortunate like us. Actually, every day one should take out some time for reaching out. I have seen all over the world I am traveling, and I have seen many devotees under whom hundreds and hundreds of initiated devotees work without a temple even. So one should become like Chakrapati. Chakrapati means it is Bhakti Vriksha program, a congregational preaching program that GBC has designed. Means under you many Bhakti Vriksha programs. Idea is that we should become one, love, trust, cooperation. That love we should distribute to people at large. Prabhupada time, devotees were going with book whole day, 12 hours a day. And Bhakti Vriksha program nowadays is so easy. Not that you have to go 12 hours a day, 3 hours. Many of my disciples in India, they have 17 classes Bhakti Vriksha in a week. Some has 4, some has 5, some have 9, some have 11, like that. And some go door to door every single day for preaching, like that. So we should not think it was old days, the book distribution and 8-hour service and like that. Even now we should do even more intensely. So the idea is that we should have a beautiful setup here. We can come here and derive that transcendental bliss, and then we can take it out. So I will stop here. It will take a long time for question answer.
So let's say we have now our local leader, and we have some system of agreement by which we are working, and then some devotee may appear who is not very much ready or inclined to follow, or he wants to do something on his own. So how to deal with that situation?
No, we have to create infrastructure and everything under ISKCON banner. Then some devotee comes, are you ISKCON? Are you surrendered to GBC? Are you surrendered to GBC laws and everything? Are you within ISKCON? Then we cooperate with him totally and surrender to him also, whatever. If he's not, then we say, Prabhuji, don't disturb us. We are ISKCON GBC people and Prabhupada people, and we have our leaders, GBC, and that's all. We have to say no to that. And if he comes from outside and he is from ISKCON, then that person will not disturb your local chapter Rather, he will help to enhance that, because he is ISKCON and this is ISKCON, and love, trust, cooperation should remain at the end. The principle of cooperation is higher than any other principle or law. But my first concern is you all come together and become one body. Think the same, do the same, chant same, and eat same, everything together. Then those outsiders, whether they are ISKCON or not ISKCON, they will never dare to disturb your operation here, because you are one. Any other question?
We have some affection towards some senior devotee or Vaishnava, and he is leading us. And now how to put it on some position? How can we put it on some position to formally be leader?
Is that leader in ISKCON? So then invite him. If you all have affection, love for him, and you think that he can lead us, then invite and tell him right away that we have put full faith in you. Please lead us. You have to let him know. So as soon as you let him know that we have full faith and we think that he can lead us, please, we are surrendered unto you, and please take charge. But first thing is, he has to be ISKCON.
How does it functioning in family, between family of devotees, between parents and children, mother and son?
You have to be very careful there also, being a Vaishnava. Better not to step on their toe, better love, trust, cooperate with them also. Depends upon individual situation, what kind of family, you know, sometimes extreme. And it is like that here, you know, meat eating in the family.
What to do in such extreme situation, as you mentioned?
Well, then you have to make a choice whether I can support myself, and if you cannot support yourself, then move into this temple and serve the Lord. And you have no problem with sleeping room or eating, kitchen and clothing, everything is here. But if you cannot bear, if you cannot cope up with the family, you cannot go along with it at all, everyday fight, then you can choose to come out of that family. Mind you, Krishna consciousness does not promote split family, split the family, but it does promote that you, under any circumstances, you should never give up Krishna. It is not our policy to disturb the family structure, but because human form of life is rare, and the supreme goal, Krishna Prem, can be only attained in this life, so we should give utmost priority to this goal and then work around the other things. Now it is a question of how much you surrender to this supreme goal, to reawaken your pure love Krishna or to serve Krishna. How much you are dedicated, how much you are surrendered to them. Prahlad Maharaj, a little boy, he surrendered to Krishna fully in the form of Narsingadev, and he gave up his father, mother, kingdom, anything and everything just for Krishna. And many, many examples in the scriptures. Dhruva Maharaj also did the same thing. He gave up, you know, whole kingdom, his father, his mother, and looking for Lord Vishnu. So like that, many examples. Prabhupada also gave up his wife, children, business, everything, to you or me, and said Krishna, only Krishna. I recall one beautiful song. It is in my language. It says that Harine Bhajata Ju Koini Laja Jatana Tijani Re Jani Surata Samari Yasat Vadevet Vani Re Vale Ugaryo Prahlad Hiranyakarshipu Maryo Re Dhruvne Aapyu Avi Chadara Potano Kari Stapyo Re. Like that, Vibhikshan ne Aapyu Raj, Dhruv ne Aapyu Raj, and Mira, Narsi ne, many, many. So they, all these devotees, they said only Krishna. Everything else, if I can go along with it, very nice. I want to. I don't want to live. But if it comes to the point where me or tea, then okay, Krishna. Like I said, we don't want to rock a boat, but when it comes to the point where me or tea, then we should chase Krishna. Any other question?
In company of devotees in temple, when we all day serve along with another devotees, during our service, we can become a little angry upon other devotees. So is it very serious, this aparada you mentioned? That
yes, very serious. What attitude we should have is that, okay, he made this mistake, he left the dishes, or he made this dirt. So let me clean. Krishna gave me a little more service to do. So let me clean.
Done.
And then just carry out. Krishna sees your tolerance, Krishna sees your devotion, Krishna sees your compassion to other devotees. And that is how we can create love, trust, cooperation, congenial atmosphere. We should think positive, like, I will have to do all six offerings, six arti, six everything. But this devotee is coming doing one, and he's leaving little dirt or little things here and there. So I can do that instead of doing whole 3 hours. I can do 15 minutes cleanup job. But we must not exhibit any anger, zero anger to devotees. Otherwise, little anger, immediate apparatus. We can communicate. Prabhuji, I cleaned last time, but please, can you do this? It will be very nice. It will be, Krishna will be pleased. So he will immediately, you know, other devotees. And if he doesn't over a period of time, then you have to go to temple president or his authority or whoever, and not to exhibit anger. In these four walls, only love should be there. No anger, no nothing. Only love should pervade in this wall. Any other question?
Today I read in Bhagavad Gita, in 14th chapter, on purpose, the Srila Prabhupada explains about the necessity of developing mode of goodness. And if just some small percentage of devotees who take up Krishna consciousness, it can influence the majority of the people outside in the outside world. So my question is, does it mean that those small percentage of devotees taking up Krishna consciousness should somehow influence those people who are out of this circle, or is it just that enough that some devotees are coming into the goodness and the atmosphere will just spread around to influence other people, or there should be just some contact with those other people and acting in the circle of these people?
It will be both ways. Purity pervades, purity speaks. And the other thing is leadership. How you can lead people into mode of goodness and how you can uplift them, leadership. And other thing is purity is force. It will pervade, it will go out and make others pure. So both things should work.
I'm asking this in the context that many years ago actually, this is one lecture of Bhakti Chaur Maharaj. He explained to me a very nice point that Srila Prabhupada is very expert to know how to utilize the mode of passion to expand his kingdom in a very short time. But that after his departure, we try to continue in the same mode, but we are not expert enough to handle this mode of passion, and we become victims of the mode of passion. And in your lecture you said association of the sadhus is the top most important thing in our spiritual life. But sometimes I hear the devotees are saying that they don't have time to associate with, but they have to do services, preaching and that. So what can you say about it?
The answer is because the leadership could not come to that purity level. That was the problem. So leadership was there. They were first-class leaders. They were leading mass, first-class, leaders. But then purity was lacking. So then mere leadership doesn't work. I said both. Purity is force, at the same time leadership. Both. Achar with prachar. And prachar with achar. Some do one and some do other. But we have to do both, achar and prachar. Achar means character building, behaving purely on pure platform, achar. And prachar means preaching. So we do both hand in hand, then we will be totally successful. But because achar was not there, good management did not work. We can stop here.